by the blood of Jesus Christ before the judgment bar of God. In other words, when the time comes to judge the world for their sins and their deeds, those that have been chosen in Christ and justified by his blood, the judgment is already passed, already pronounced. We are justified. We will stand justified that day by the blood of Christ. We will no longer, we are not under condemnation of the law. The condemnation that's under law has been satisfied. Therefore, we cannot be condemned. If God if Christ satisfied the demands of the law, then those that were that have been their sins and all have been satisfied, they're free. They cannot be condemned. God is not going to require two sacrifices for the same sins. He's not going to judge those that's been declared justified by his sacrifice. So from a judgment point of view, we are justified by the blood of Christ. We're justified by grace. We're justified by the blood of Christ. Now when we're born into the world and we believe, that is when we are born again, Christ says that except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And so when the Spirit visits us in the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which has nothing to do with the preaching of the gospel, that's why I'm going over this again. Everybody says that when you hear the gospel preached and you accept the promises of the gospel that Christ has died for our sins, and they say that all this has been done, but it's of no effect unless you accept it or believe it. Therefore, you have to hear the gospel in order to believe and to be justified. But faith is a gift of God. We've just, by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is a gift of God's. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Well, if we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, not according to works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his own purpose and grace which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. So then, when we hear that and are blessed to believe that, then we are justified by faith, which is in here. So we're justified by grace, we're justified by the blood of Christ, legally before the judgment bar of God. We're justified by faith when we hear that and believe it. That does not regenerate a person. As a matter of fact, if this workmanship has not already taken place, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus, that's where faith comes from. He says faith is a gift of God. Well, where does it come from? Well, it's a gift of God. Well, how is it wrought out? His workmanship. When except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So when we are born again, then we have faith. And that by that, with that faith, we believe when we hear the gospel. And we are saved by the gospel to the truth in the gospel. Then that's different from being regenerated. Most people say, that's what they say, except you can hear the gospel and be saved. And the gospel says, and the Bible does says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so they say, well, you have to hear the word of God in order to have faith. Well, you have to hear the word of God to believe the things in the gospel. But you have to be born again before you can believe the gospel. Now, how do we know that? Lord Jesus asked Peter, said, who do men say that I am? Why, he says, some men say you're Moses. Some men say you're Elijah, come back to life. Some men say you're that prophet that Moses wrote about. He said, who do ye say that I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, son of Jonah. For flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And so that's why ye must be born again. Because flesh and blood, the faith does not come through procreation, but it comes from God in the new birth, the being born again. And that's where faith comes from. In the Galatian letter, it's the Apostle Paul lists the works of the flesh, which is all manners of sins and evil and law-breaking that men do. He lists all of those things. Then it turns around and says, but the fruit of the Spirit of these, and it lists nine things, and one of them is faith. Faith is a fruit of the Spirit. And so we must have the Spirit of God in order to have faith, and that's why it's a gift of God, because the Spirit has to operate on a person called the new birth before they have faith. But then, after you have been born again and have faith in these fruits of the Spirit, then you are a subject to believe the gospel and be saved by the gospel. But you are just saved to the truth that's in the gospel. It's not eternal salvation of being chosen in Christ and regenerated. That's a separate act, and it's performed on all of his people regardless of where they are. Whether they've been under the sound of the gospel or whether they're some natives over on the Nile River in Egypt, on the Amazon River in South America. I've seen some recent pictures of the natives and people still over there. And they're about as far from the truth of the gospel as you can get. But yet the Spirit of God is not bound. It's like the wind. And that's the reason the Lord Jesus used that as an illustration. He said, the Spirit is like the wind of God. It bloweth wherever it pleaseth. And no man knows from whence it cometh or where it goes. So is everyone that's born of the Spirit of God. And nowhere in that statement is the gospel mentioned. The Spirit of God is like the wind. And it is not hindered by man, nor helped by man. It goes where it pleases. And so God visited Abraham just as he visits all of his dear people, wherever they are. He's not hindered. He's not dependent upon man to get him there. He's everywhere present, nowhere absent. He's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. So he's not dependent on man in that sense. God has called men to preach the gospel to save people to the truth, but not to make them the children of God in the sense of the new birth. So Abraham, he's over in Ur of the Chaldees, and God visits him, and he comes out, heads to a land that he didn't know nothing about at that time, but God showed him where to go, and he made the promise that the seed of the woman was going to come through his lineage, that God had promised Adam and Eve that the seed of the woman would bruise the head of the serpent, and that the Lord's people have ever since been looking for that time, and the Jews in particular, after receiving the law of Moses, the law through Moses, in about 1500 year B.C. Now God called Abraham 2,000 years B.C. So Abraham lived about 500 years before Moses did. And so that's what Paul goes on is bringing out here, that Abraham was justified by faith 500 years before the law was given. And he was his greatest persecutors was the Jews, who believed and they were justified by the law, the works of the law. And so he goes back and says, well, your father, our father Abraham, was justified by faith 500 years before the law was given. So then faith or justification doesn't come by the law, by the works of the law. but it comes by the righteousness of faith. And so also, the same way, and it says that Abraham, but when God came to Abraham and promised him that in him all the nations of the earth would be blessed, he said, Abraham, believe God. And it was counted to him for righteousness. And he says, also today, everyone that believes in Jesus Christ, it's counted unto him for righteousness, just as it was for Abraham. So what Abraham saw was Jesus Christ coming through him, through his seed, according to the promise of God. So he was looking at Christ, who would bruise the head of the serpent and wrought out a righteousness for him and his seed that God had promised. And then we have also the history of mankind. We know that there were children of God living before Abraham's time, because we have the record of Noah, who believed God. God told him to build an ark for the saving of him, his household, and he did that. He believed God. And after the ark was built, they entered into the ark, and all the rest of the world perished. Well, that ark is a type of Christ. All that's not in the ark is going to perish. When judgment comes, all that's not in the ark, they're gone. That is, they're gone from the presence and the love of Christ and his family. But all that are in the ark are safe. And there was eight souls in the ark, and there's eight of us here today. And so the promise, God will not leave himself without a witness. He has promised that over and over again. And so the earth became so wicked in the days, the sixth chapter of Genesis says that men began to multiply on the face of the earth. And the earth was filled with violence, and God saw that the thoughts of man was evil continually. And he said, I will destroy man from the face of the earth. And he did, except for Noah and his three sons and their wives. He's going to do it again, except it ain't going to be by water. It's going to be by fire. But those that are in the ark, they'll be safe. I think we have an example of that. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the king threw them in the fire, didn't even singe the hair. You ever try to throw a stick of wood on the fireplace or somewhere, come back and the hair off your hand singed, you got too close to it? They threw them in the fire. And the king said, well, I see four men in there walking around. You're safe in Christ. The Lord's family is safe. They're chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. And nothing the devil or men can do can take one of them out or put another one in there that's not been chosen from all eternity in the mind and purpose of God. And beloved, that's the gospel. And that identifies the church of our Lord Jesus Christ from all other things that are called churches in the face of the earth. They preach that gospel. The good news from a far country that Christ has paid their debt. He has justified them. We're justified by grace. We're justified by blood. We're justified by faith. James said, well, faith without works is dead. We're justified. You see, we're justified by works. Well, that's true. But how? We're justified by faith with God, between you and God, when you believe God's message. You're justified by blood through the judgment bar of God. And when faith works, we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, that we should do them. And when a person, how could a, the scripture says that all things, that the things that when a person is born to the Spirit of God, that new creature, we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus. That's the new creature of God in here. And how could a man, a new creation, not perform works? When everything he once loved, he now hates. And everything he once hated, now he loves. Don't you think there's going to be a different kind of work in his life? It's going to show forth. So James says that he quoted about Abraham offering Isaac. And so he said, we see we're justified by works because Abraham offered up his son Isaac. Well, our works are before men, our neighbors and everybody. So we're justified to them by works. We're justified before them by our works. We're justified in ourselves with God by faith. We're justified before the judgment bar by blood. And it's all by the grace of God. So we're justified by grace, by blood, by faith, by works, and it all harmonizes, and there's not one iota of the scriptures that's contrary of one to another. It's all the precious promises of God given to His dear children, and it's soul and food and manner to the soul, and will be as long as they live here on the earth. And we thank God for His church, which is the pillar and ground of the truth, the church of the living God. And we thank you for your presence today. And may God add His blessings to His word. May we have it and hold it as our very own for ourselves. We'll publish the doors of the church open for the reception of members. If there's one or more here today that would like to join the church at Reesville, we'll give you that privilege while we assemble together. What shall we sing? Number 226. Maybe that's the Church of God, isn't it? Church of Christ? Yeah. 226. We'll strike the glad hands of fellowship as we sing, and the doors of the church are published open. Sing when you're ready.
The Church of Christ we have today, a blessing from the Lord.
Sure.
I have.
meetings ever had anything to be announced. I don't know when special service.
Is that an annual report? So that's what we got to be asking. Is that annual meeting we can't afford?
Fourth weekend this month. Of having lunch today. I guess that might be over with the church here. Anyway, we appreciate everybody coming. Lord willing, we hope to see you a month from today. Finally, this will ask the Lord to dismiss us. Most kind, gracious, and merciful Lord, our Master, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Prophet, our Priest, and our King, our Surety of the Everlasting Covenant. We thank thee, O Lord, for thy multiplied blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us. We thank you, Lord, once again for this day. We thank you for the gospel. We thank you for the promises. We thank you for faith that we might embrace them. And all the benefits, then, Lord, we pray to take the part of pain. If thou will be in our light and darkness, not strength and weakness. And lead us, O Lord, into the way everlasting. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. I'm going to sing. I'm going to smile about it.